This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven half the hour, and it's Friday. The 11th plus 2 is the 13th. Just wanted to make sure you were aware of the fact. I'm underscoring it's Friday the 13th.
Yes. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
For those of you who are trick-a-dick-a-lick-a-phobias, trick-a-dick, trick-a... Is that like the guy?
What?
Remember yesterday off the air we were talking about this fellow named Richard Holder?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. He doesn't have anything to do with trichodicophobia. It's actually trichodiscophobia, isn't it? Trichodicophobia, whatever it is. It's fear of the number 13 and its foolishness, because there's nothing about the number 13 that's different from the number 12 or the number 14, except that it's in the middle of 12 and 14.
They're some actually, people think it's a lucky number.
Yes. Right? Like... In terms of Mercury being in retrograde, which is almost over for this time, some people think that that's a good... This has actually been a fairly good Mercury retrograde in terms of everything except your computer. Victoria Keelan is here, Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen. So let's find out from Jennifer what the trending items are. If there's anything other than Donald Trump that makes it. He's had an affair, apparently.
A love child.
Doesn't like his mother. Apparently, Dick Rich Comey. What's Comey's first name?
Yeah, that's James Comey right now. James Comey, yes.
Yes, okay.
That's the big story, because Comey is getting ready to release his book. That'll happen on Tuesday. And before that, he is doing a
sit-down. Pardon me while I take a nap, if you're going to tell that story.
Well, it's the trending story. George Stephanopoulos is going to interview him this Sunday.
Mm.
And in the book, of course, now these pieces are starting to leak out. And I'll try to be as delicate here as possible. But apparently he wanted Trump wanted him to disprove the Tinkle claims in the case.
The Golden Showers.
Yeah, in case there was even a 1% chance that Melania believed it. And he called the president untethered to the truth in his book that is coming out. This is obviously Comey's attempt at more fame, a little more money, and to make some salacious claims against the person who fired him, which, look, I'm sure there's probably some true stuff in here, but I don't know. It seems
how
like
do we tell the truth from
out.
That which is not true? That is probably the question, right?
That's
how do you
good
know?
Question. And what is true, and what, and people are going to believe what is, I guess, convenient to their way of thinking about President Trump. So that's probably what's happening. But I don't know. I don't know how we're going to believe what's true. We're going to watch him on these specials. I think a lot of people, at least on my side of the aisle, feel like if he was really about supporting the FBI, perhaps he wouldn't be writing the books exposing secrets of his agency, or maybe he'd write the book and donate the money. But that's not what he's doing in any case. So. We'll see. We'll see if this is about showboating or if he's trying to just really get the truth out there.
The weird thing is, I don't understand, and maybe I didn't read into it enough, but I didn't understand why, if the conversation about the Golden Shower hookers in Russia thing happened, why would he talk? Why would Trump talk to Comey about that? Did he want Comey to investigate that? Like, I didn't understand what the point of that, of Comey telling that story was.
I guess just prove, well, I think he wants to embarrass the president, number one. But number two, he said that Trump wanted him to disprove
the
dossier.
So, yes, he wanted him to investigate it so that he could prove 100% to Melania or anyone else who might believe it, that it hadn't actually happened.
Urinated on the bed.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Yes. But you know who's going to be watching this is the Inspector General, who is doing an independent investigation into what everybody is saying about all of these investigations, the Hillary Clinton email investigation, the Russia investigation into Trump. All of this stuff is being observed by the guy who's looking at the internal workings of the FBI and the DOJ, and he's going to be trying to figure out if Comey's story matches up to Andrew McCabe's story. Does that match up to the story at the DOJ before Trump became president? And it'll be interesting to see if this impacts his investigation at all. He hasn't, he's purposely, I think, not put out his report yet, which is almost done, and I think we're going to wait and see until he knows what Comey's side of the story is to see if all those things match up.
More witch hunts, more money. I just am tired of it all. I'm really just tired of this back and forth. Some of it is Trump's responsibility because he is who he is and he acts the way he acts. And other stuff that's in here is political. I find the following information to be more important from my point of view. Everybody's got different swing or sway on things as they happen every day. But in terms of the gravity of the situation, I find something that happened here in Massachusetts last night to be more disturbing. A young canine police officer who worked in Yarmouth on the Cape was serving a... he went to the house of a fellow named Thomas Latanowicz to serve a warrant. And he was greeted by a gun, was shot and killed by this guy as he served the warrant. And just shot, killed. And the guy was a career criminal, and all it wasn't really even... some people have described it as a raid. I don't get that out of what I've seen and heard. I just find that this... all that I've read about this kid is that he was a wonderful kid, and that you wouldn't have expected. I'm not sure that they did a particularly good job at understanding who they were serving, frankly. This guy was a dangerous guy. And so just going up to the door and knocking on it and saying, here is a warrant for your arrest, and expecting the guy to come out and say, oh, gee, thanks, officer.
I'm being served? Oh, yay.
Yeah, right, yeah. So the kid's dead for no good reason. And this is the kind of stuff that police face. Many, you know, there's this cadre, the group of police who do put themselves out there, who are on the line, who do encounter danger with regularity. This kind of thing, I'm confused at this point, and doesn't seem to be clear what this kid knew about the fellow he was serving. And so under the circumstances...
A lot of times they don't know anything. They just have to go to the door, which is so scary.
Which is not smart. There ought to be some information about this person or whoever it is that you're serving, just to make sure, just to know what you may or may not encounter. And I don't think that's too hard to do. You get the guy's name, you put him through the system. How much time does that take? 30 seconds? Because everybody that's in the system who has anything attached to his or her name is going to come up. So, anyway, this guy's dead, and his wife's now a widow, and she's 26, and I think he's 28. You know, it's that kind of stuff. Just really, ugh.
Was he alone? He didn't have a partner?
I can't see that he had anybody with him. He was a canine officer, so the dog, I think, I don't know.
Acts
again.
Acts as the partner, I think, yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Would you like another trending story today?
Yes, Jennifer.
Out of California?
Yes. It does have to do with
always, you know, those are always the best ones because they're a little crazy.
They're the weirdest ones.
Yeah. Well, apparently California's going to split into three. Have you heard about this?
Right.
Yeah. This is going to
cut the taxes. I hope I'm going to the place that has the less, the least amount of taxes. Yeah. Okay.
Send me to that state. But the proposal is being made by a guy named Tim Draper, who made all of his fortune through Hotmail and Skype. He's gathered 600,000 signatures supporting the change, which he needed 364,000 to get it on the ballot, and he wants to break up California into three states. I'm not necessarily against breaking up California because I think it's too big and it gets things just sort of get locked down. I just don't know if this will actually ever really happen. And here's why. There's a lot of political gain for Democrats in this, because what you do is if you divide California into three states, you'd have at least two of those three states with Democratic representation in the Senate, because each state would have to have two senators. So you're adding another 4 senators to the mix. Probably 2 more of those would be Democrats from the state. You might be able to do a conservative representation in the center of the country. I don't see how this is actually going to ever happen, but apparently there's some energy picking up because there are a lot of people who feel that California has just gotten too big.
Yeah. It's out of control.
So where, what would be the divisive line? Is it north, south, and west?
Yeah, it'd be Northern California. Well, it would be Northern California, Southern California, mm-hmm. and then the inner part of California. So from Fresno, let's say, down to the Inland Empire.
But those kind of are, if you think culturally, though, those really are 3 very different areas anyway. It kind of would probably work really well as 3 different states.
Maybe.
I'm looking back at this. There's a new, I just got an update on the story with this police officer on the Cape. Canine officer, he was serving the warrant on this fellow who has been arrested 100 times. The criminal is 29. His arrest record includes 100 charges and previous arrests.
Wow.
What the hell is this guy even doing out on the street? You got to wonder.
He knows how to work this system.
The system, exactly. So now everybody's grousing with appropriateness on the courage of this guy or the police in general, and thoughts and prayers with the family and all that other stuff. But this seems to me, on the surface, to be something that was, the dog was shot too, apparently. This is the kind of stuff that's unnecessary. Small little police, I mean, Yarmouth, there are not 4,000 people who live in the town, and there are a dozen police officers. That's it. It's a cushy job, because most of the time there's nothing going on there unless it's the summertime. So, anyway, I find this, I'm not happy about this at all. Now, what is there to be happy about? But gunned down for no good reason? It seems to me that somebody fell down on the job, if you will. Sacramento police issued their first written policy on when officers can turn off body cameras after 2 officers mutilated their microphones following a shooting of an unarmed black man in his grandparents' backyard. Spokesperson for the Sacramento police said the department has a 30-day deadline from the shooting, which took place on the 18th of last month, to release remaining video and audio recordings, including those from other responding officers and police cars. So, see, this is the other side of it. And this is the police getting away with not doing their job. They're supposed to use these cameras. I mean, we've heard stories all over the place of officers who have either pulled the batteries out of their cameras, or they pulled the wires out of the dashboard, or they somehow or other, they make the body cameras inoperable. So in this case, you know, you've got a story about a heroic cop, and then you got a story about another police situation which is gamey at best. And this is what confuses the public about what the police do and how to hold them and what sort of esteem do you hold them, because they're not all the same. The kid who got killed by this cretin in Yarmouth, here's a kid who, by all, I'm looking at what the chief says about him, felt like he was a son to the police. Small police force, you got relationships that are very close. You go to, you know, a place like New York City or San Francisco or Los Angeles or Chicago, where there's no, the police chief doesn't even know who most of the foot soldiers are. But this is what confuses people. It really does. The police policy in Sacramento says employees shall not deactivate or mutilate their cameras until the investigation or enforcement activity involving a member of the public has concluded, which I find kind of interesting. They've hired some outside experts to try to figure out what in fact really happened. Was there a racial bias? That's been implied by people who look at this and say, why is this guy shot in the back? There was another shooting. Did you see that video of the guy who was being robbed at the gas station? Did you see that? The black Camaro comes out. This is all on the video from the gas station. Guy in a black Camaro following another guy And the guy in the one car knows he's being pursued by these guys in the black car, and he jumps out of the car. They wanted his gold necklace. They just shot him and took it. Ay, ay, ay. 21 past the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Half the hour now on the DJV show. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen in the air, on the air, trying to present or find that which is good, along with that which is questionable happening in our world. Last night, I watched the, I think there are four more episodes of Scandal, if I'm not mistaken, and it's coming to a, I haven't watched it with regularity. I watched it earlier on. I think this is the eighth season of Scandal, if I'm not mistaken. And I watched the first couple of years where I sort of got into it, like I did Person of Interest, and then I sort of lost interest in it. And now I've found myself wanting to see how it ends. And it's really quite interesting how all the characters are coming around, who the good guys are and the bad guys are and what they're facing. So if you're interested or you've seen Scandal at any time during the course of its history and you want to see the end of it, it's on Thursdays at 10. All right, so that's my review of what saw last night. Anybody else see anything that was of value?
The season finale of Schitt's Creek was awesome.
Was it? How so?
Yes.
The creek is still flowing?
Oh, yeah, it was great. Yeah, that's still, like, the show is building in momentum on social media. There are so many articles being written in different trades saying, how come I didn't see this show earlier? It's on season four now, so it's just so funny.
You know, I don't watch it because I'm offended by the name of the show.
You love the name, and you love the name of the mayor, Roland Schitt.
From down on the farm,
there's
Doug Steffen. All right. So, Jennifer, Kara, you see anything you want to talk about, or are you all set with Schitt's Creek?
I've been very busy, sadly, and I have not seen anything, not even any of my sad, pathetic reruns of anything.
All right, so where are we at?
But I'll be catching up maybe this weekend, fingers crossed. All right, Once Upon a Time is new tonight, and the story here is that Lana Perilla, who is the evil queen, she is going to actually be making her directorial debut in this episode, so that's kind of a fun thing. Once Upon a Time, new tonight on ABC. Tennessee at 8. Hawaii 5-0 is new tonight at 9. And the story there is that it's going to be very character intensive because one of the characters, and I will not reveal who, falls into a ravine and evaluates his life. Yeah. Relic is new, the series premiere on Cinemax tonight at 10. And I just wanted to remind you, because I know we all love music here, on Saturday, HBO is doing a documentary premiere of Elvis Presley, The Searcher. That's at 8 o'clock, and it looks kind of interesting, chronicling the life of Elvis Presley. All right, to run things down tonight, as I mentioned, Once Upon a Time is new on ABC, followed by a new episode of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and a new 2020. CBS has a new MacGyver tonight before that Hawaii Five-0 and a brand new Blue Bloods at 10 o'clock. CW has a new Jane the Virgin at 9, and NBC has a brand new Taken at 9 o'clock.
All right, so that's the story. I think there are... Taken is an interesting show. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's as good as the movie, but it's an interesting show. Here is the story yet of another evil queen from the world of music, Mariah Carey, revealing that she has bipolar disorder. I was trying to be funny with my reference to evil queen. She's just a diva, right? She's not evil. She's just a diva.
Depends on who's working for her.
I suppose, yeah. She's 48 years old. She was first diagnosed back in 2001 after she was put under mandatory psychiatric care for emotional and physical problems. I didn't want to believe it, she said. She went years without being treated. Wasn't until the hardest couple of years she'd had recently she decided to seek treatment. She writes, quote, "Until recently, I lived in denial and isolation and in constant fear that somebody would expose me. It was too heavy a burden to carry, and I simply couldn't do it anymore. I sought and received treatment. I put positive people around me, and I got back to doing what I love, writing songs and making music. Now, Mariah's in therapy, taking medication for bipolar disorder, which is considered less severe. Well, there's three different kinds of bipolarism. She has bipolar 2, which is less severe than bipolar 1. The mood swings never reach full-blown mania. The other things, let's see, what else she say. I'm actually taking medication that seems to be pretty good. It's not making me feel too tired or sluggish or anything like that. Finding the proper balance is what is most important. So I say that, I said what I did at the beginning. This is something that I've experienced. I have not myself, but I've experienced it in my life. And I feel that it's one of those things that is often either misdiagnosed by the people who actually have it, or it is not understood by the people who are around those who are going through it, especially if the person who has it is in denial. So this is not anything to mess with. It is, it's one of the few things in my wheelhouse that I've seen that is helped by taking drugs. So wish her well. Hold a good thought for Mariah Carey. 28 minutes after the hour.
Worldwide parenting. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. In a meta-analysis of parenting, it was discovered that the number one parenting skill across all cultures is love. The more effectively parents can show their children love, the more effective they are as parents. You probably guessed that one, but can you guess number two, the second most important skill in regard to parenting? Well, this is an audio program, so I'm guessing you're shaking your head no, so I'll just tell you. It's how you deal with your own stress. That's right. The second most important parenting skill you can ever have is learning how to deal with your own stress. And that's probably because not only are your children watching and learning from what you're doing, but also because they are impacted by the energy you bring to them, even in the throes of stress. For more on parenting, catch me on my new show, The Secret Life of Kids, premiering March 16th at 9 p.m. on USA Network.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
34 after the hour now on the DJV show. That was Jennifer Horn's voice. She's here, as well as Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen here with a picture of the day from many different snapshots. There's a picture of this going on and that going on, depending where you are. The weather here where I am on the East Coast is fabulous, 70 degrees, just like I was in California, Jennifer. I feel right at home.
Yeah,
I am at home. I feel right at home. Very nice. And the weirdness about the weather, all of us on the East Coast will experience it. At least the three of us who are in the sort of Northeast. Washington is somewhat mid-central, but in New York and in in the New England area. The temperature will be 70 degrees today and start out about the same tomorrow. And by the end of the day tomorrow, it'll be 30, and it won't get above 40 on Sunday. So from 70 to 40 in 24 hours.
Welcome to springtime. Yeah.
Yes, there it is. It's also National Thomas Jefferson Day today, Friday the 13th, honoring the birth of the third president. He was born April 13th, 1743. He was the primary author, as you may or may not remember from high school history, of the Declaration of Independence. He was somebody who really understood how the system works. He wasn't much of a talker, but his pen spoke for him. You know, the old business of the pen is mightier than the sword, and he was very much the writer. You know, you hear a lot about the various things that Jefferson wrote, Jefferson papers, etc. He had a library of 6,500 books. He was a lawyer, scientist. He was a farmer, in a manner of speaking, a paleontologist, an astronomer. He was a very curious guy, like a lot of the people who helped to put our country together. Lots of interesting and very important things that he observed over the course of his life. He was a weather...
I like his inventions. His inventions were super cool. He invented the swivel chair.
Yes.
Among other things.
Yeah.
Victoria. He did. He swivel chair. Yeah. I think he also invented what became the ballpoint pen. Mm-hmm. Like the first iteration of that.
And he invented the cabinet.
The what?
He was the first member of President Washington's cabinet. I was trying to be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I get it. Oh, boy.
Anyway, he was the one who had the shootout with Aaron Burr. Or was
that was Hamilton.
Oh, Hamilton had the shootout with Aaron Burr. That was it. Okay.
There's like a whole musical about it.
Oh, that's right. How could I forget?
Right.
All right. So, happy Jefferson Day to those who want to celebrate it. Here's the... I was asking Kara earlier on because I remembered something like this, and there's so many things that go on in the course of a day, a week, a month, or a year. And we are on top of a lot of things, and sometimes our memories get... Banged up a bit. Yes, right. So I remembered somebody getting stuck in a chair someplace and dying. And this was, I believe, earlier last month. Somebody in a movie theater got his head stuck in the chair. Those electric chairs now, the new movie theaters have electric chairs. And somehow this guy's head got wedged between the top and the bottom of the chair. And he died. So... when I'm looking at this, I want to make sure it's not a repeat. As I looked at it two or three times, okay, is this the same or not? And it isn't, but it's the same sort of thing. Story of a youngster, 16 years old, named Kyle Plush, who was stuck inside of a Honda Odyssey. Here's a reason not to buy one of these, gentlemen and ladies. He was trapped in the folding seat. He called 911, not once, but twice. Nobody showed up, and he died.
Wait, how old was this person?
16 years old.
Oh, okay. I thought he was a younger kid. I was wondering, where were the parents? But, okay, 16, he was probably driving his parents' car.
He was trying to get a tennis ball or racket or something from the back seat of the car.
Jeez.
The seats flipped over, pinned him upside down beneath them. He was a sophomore in high school.
Jeez.
He called 911 at 3 o'clock to get urgent medical assistance. He said, quote, I probably don't have much time left, so tell my mom that I love her if I die.
How awful. So there's a transcript of the 911 call? Obviously,
yep.
Those were his last words.
Yep. Yep.
I think they probably, I guess what it sounds like, he was using OnStar in the car because he didn't have his phone, so he was talking out loud. He died of asphyxiation and chest compression because it was weighing on his chest. And I guess at least the other person on 911 said that they were having trouble understanding him because he was speaking from a distance and he was obviously kind of lodged under something.
So they can't track it when you have John Starr or whatever?
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, they said the conversation lasted 2.5 minutes, and I would think that normally in that period of time, I don't know exactly how it works, but I would think something with OnStar, if you're talking directly from your car.
OnStar, not in a Honda. That's a GM product.
Well, okay. Well, whatever it is.
Do they have something like that.
And I would think or hope, if that technology does not already exist, that it should now, that they should be able to track exactly where you're calling from. Because obviously, if you're calling 911, you're maybe not in the best situation to tell people exactly where you are. And so that should be a feature. And it's just, I mean, he was 16.
If they can remotely unlock your door, they have tracking on the vehicles. So
he called at 3 o'clock, and his father didn't find him in the parking lot in the car till 9 o'clock.
Oh, gosh.
Imagine the last thoughts. Going through, he just got his license, and I don't, that's another thing. I'm just totally against. Jennifer and I have had this argument a number of times because she got a car when she first got her license. I think giving a kid, when they first get their license, a car is the height of your responsibility because they don't know. I mean, in this circumstance, would this have happened if he didn't have his license and he didn't drive himself to school? You know, there are lots of arguments back and forth.
But the... Right, but along those lines, though, this is, I think the Odyssey is like a minivan kind of thing.
Yeah,
right?
It is, yeah.
So how has this not, think of all the toddlers and little kids that are in minivans. I can't believe this hasn't happened already.
Well, let's not hold that thought, but yeah.
No, but be honest, though. This is going to be a massive lawsuit and maybe a recall on those seats. This is a huge
and
deal.
And it should be, obviously.
Right, yeah. Right. That's what I'm saying.
I rented a Dodge minivan. Actually, I quite like driving them. I rented them because when I'm in California, I don't have a car. I didn't bring a car there, so I rent them, and I've rented these minivans on 3 or 4 occasions when the kids were moving.
Doug used to be
I rented
a big stud, and now he's rolling in the minivan.
Right. I had all kinds of extremes this winter when I was renting cars just for fun. I rented a Mustang convertible that was kind of fun to play with. But anyway, the point of this story is that as I was moving out of this bungalow where I spent the winter putting my stuff back in storage, I had the van, and I couldn't. The first one that I rented, I figured out how to push the seat into the hole so it had nothing but flat space in the back. That's what makes these minivans, for me anyway, so worthwhile. Not only have 3 rows of seats, but you have a lot of room
lots
to put
space.
The seats
yeah.
down and lots of space to move stuff. And so, but I couldn't get the, I couldn't get the back seat to fit back into the hole using the same technique that I'd used before. So I fiddled around with it, and all of a sudden it sprung back, and if I hadn't been quick at moving out of the way, my foot would have been jammed in the well where the seat went. It moved that fast.
Ooh.
And if there's a heavy spring, it's spring loaded, and those of you who have these vans that do the same thing, you know what I'm talking about. Spring loaded, and bam, all of a sudden it just goes back. So there's a lot of stuff. I think you're right, all of you, in speculating about these things. They're great to have because there's lots of room. I took Miles around in it, and he loved it because he was sitting up high and he could see everything from his child's seat. That kind of stuff is fun. And the middle seat doesn't do the same thing the back seat does. It just folds over and that's it. So there wasn't a danger. When I think about it, I thought about it briefly, if Miles had been in the back seat. But it isn't something that would happen when you're driving. It just happens when you're trying to maneuver it around. But still, you know, there are things sometimes that are not... I guess there are some things that you can't test for, because they do test these things, and it's a question of, you know, how many things can you test for? How many things can you imagine could happen under the circumstances? You know, would you think somebody would get something stuck behind the seat and get themselves caught in this way? But you can be sure, as you all have suggested, there will be a lawsuit on top of another lawsuit. The dealer... If the family is smart and the lawyer is smart that works with the family, they'll sue the automotive manufacturer. They'll sue the person that made the seat or the company that made the seat. They'll sue the dealer that sold the car. There'll be suits galore. And they'd probably sue the police department or 911, whoever the operator is.
So negligent.
Or not. And then their parents don't know where the kid is, and they don't find him until 9 o'clock at night. I'm kind of wondering what that story
is. Well, actually, I think that has to do with the police as well, and maybe why they weren't able to find him. I guess he actually used Siri on his phone, and that's how, so it wasn't part of the car. He used Siri, asked them to call the police, but the problem is, I guess the school he was at, he's in a van, he's in the back, he's hard to see. There are 7 different parking lots. A sheriff who knows the area came out and looked in a couple vans and knocked on windows, which... Obviously, if the kid is, you know, under something, he's not going to answer. But I don't know if the parents had trouble finding him until 9 p.m. Maybe that's why
still,
the police couldn't.
It's not that many. But come
on. I don't know how big the police force is there, but it just seems like something. I mean, he's a 16-year-old kid who is in, you know, the prime of his life. It just seems like something should have been.
It's in Cincinnati. The Seven Hills are the richest. That's the biggest, the richest suburb in Cincinnati, where the Seven Hills are. So that's there's plenty of policemen wandering around.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's too bad. What a sad. That's just. We've got a lot of sad stuff here today. Let's see if we can change that tone. 45 past the hour here on the DJV Holocaust. It seems like we go from one thing to another to another. And maybe that's because it's Friday the 13th. So let's fix some things that may be going on with you by getting you into the T-Zone. You may or may not have heard me talking about getting the T. GetTheT.com is a fabulous way with the formula they have, a unique blend, for you to get a good night's rest, to clean out your... If you have constipation or indigestion or acid reflux, bloating, excess gas, belching, any of those things, the folks at Life Change Tea have come up with a formula that's all natural that'll cleanse your liver, your kidneys, your colon. They will clean the chemicals caused by outside intruders, you know, the GMOs, the pesticides, the herbicides, all the things that... in your system deplete the nutritional availability of the good food that you're putting in. So you're going to feel run down. It's no wonder things are a little dicey. So this is a great way. I'm drinking it every day while I'm on the air. Visit their website at GetTheTea.com because that's the only way you can get this marvelous, unique blend of teas that are so cleansing. GetTheTea.com. If you're drinking tea, this actually tastes better when it's plain than any other tea I've ever tasted. GetTheTea.com. See the way that people, there are all kinds of testimonials in there. You'll get the idea of how to use it, when to use it, and what the results will be. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and they'll ship it to you without cost. Get ready for more energy. I am. I'm drinking it every day. The ladies have it. No, there's nothing about this that's anything but really good. And you'll be excited after you've tried it for a week or so as to how good you're feeling. GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use discount code DJV for free shipping. I think you'd be pretty happy you did.
The Geek Out.
Bathing the dog is generally not the highlight of a pet owner's day. You know, the fuss and the mess. Well, until now. Bissell, who are famous for their vacuums and mops, have released an all-in-one pet cleaning device they've smartly named the Bark Bath Portable Grooming System, and it promises to give users the ability to wet, soap, rinse, and dry their good puppy dog while minimizing the mess. The nozzle that puts out the water and soap also is the vacuum that pulls out the dirty water from the fur and collects it into a different part of the unit for easy disposal. Now, they claim the unit can wash an 80-pound dog on just 40 ounces of water, which is another benefit, water conservation. The Bark Bath by Bissell is available now for $120.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It is stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Every business needs great people, and the better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter knew there was a smarter way, so they built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. And ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive, so you never miss a great match. Goodbye, post and pray. Hello, ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. End 6/23/18.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat thin grass. But the all-new Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Now, time for our weekly check on the top items from the world of technology. The top five items this week from Victoria Keelan's perch, looking and understanding what's going on in some of the things that we commonly all experience with technology. Starting with the number five on our way to number one, what Wayfair is doing going into the, let's open a store. Let's keep those stores from being torn down.
Yeah.
Speaking. Yes.
Well, Wayfair, of course, is probably the largest online furniture store in the world at this point. They have free delivery over $49. Everybody knows the theme song. And so it's just such a popular destination. It makes sense that they might be exploring opening an actual physical store where people can go and look at the furniture, because it's so hard to buy furniture online, but people still do it. And so apparently the Boston Business Journal has been reporting that Wayfair, which I believe is a New England company, they are looking at a soon-to-be-closed Marshall's store in the Boston area to test out this. Essentially, it'll be like a pop-up store. And so if it goes well, which I think it will, this is one of the cases where I would actually be a proponent of opening a brick-and-mortar store. So if it goes well, we could end up seeing Wayfair stores opening around the country and possibly even being bought out by a Marshalls or a TJ Maxx or a larger company like that.
Yeah,
but
Marshall.
I think they're trying to keep up with Amazon, which everyone is. But this is the one area that they really do have a leg up on the competition with selling furniture.
TJ Maxx owns Marshalls,
mm-hmm.
and they've started they've got two or three different things going on in these malls, so they've converted some of the stores that are Marshalls stores into TJ Maxx, or they've converted them into this new outrigger kind of thing. They sell outgear, and so they could be, they have lots of cash. And it might make sense. This is interesting. They're very good merchants. So it'd be interesting.
Well, if you think about Home Goods, which everyone's obsessed with Home Goods.
That's TJ Maxx.
And Home Goods is, they almost do no online business. It's all brick and mortar. So Wayfair, definitely there's a precedent there for it. So I think that would be a good move.
Number four on our way to number one, counting down the top technology stories. Here's bad news for Delta flyers.
Oh, yeah. Delta Airlines this week said that hundreds of thousands of customers may have had their names, their credit card numbers, and their home addresses exposed in that big cyber attack last year, which affected Delta and Sears. Now, Sears was affected by the hack, but Sears claims, and it may be wrong, but they claimed that fewer than 100,000 of their customers were affected, and both businesses are setting up websites and hotlines so you can go and see if your data has been compromised. What happened was it wasn't necessarily a website thing. It's the chat service. So if you use an online chat service for customer service, that company that provides that chat service, they were compromised. So you may want to not use chat services with customer service in the future because they obviously are not that secure.
Yeah. All right. Number three, if you're getting fat, it's because you're using Uber and Netflix, according to their. This is the study. Listen to this stuff.
I know. A new Harris Poll survey on behalf of Swiss life science group Zaluvita says that if you suspect that Netflix and things like and conveniences like Uber and Lyft are making you gain weight, you are correct. 88% of Americans moved less in the last few years due to increased screen time, and 80% of Americans blame on-demand meal delivery, ride-sharing services, and shopping apps as another way that they have gained weight by just sitting on the couch. Not good.
Not good at all. Number two, Spotify and Hulu getting married in the morning.
Yes. Spotify and Hulu are expanding their partnership and offering a bundle of both services to all consumers for $12.99 a month. That's actually a really good deal. It saves you about $5 a month. And if you are an existing customer, you can add Hulu for 99 cents a month. So it's actually a great bundle and definitely shows how partnerships are going in that direction.
All right. And number one, the focus on Facebook. This doesn't, there's so much talk this week about Facebook. It had to be number one.
This was almost laughable this week. Of course, Mark Zuckerberg testified before two different committees, two different days at Capitol Hill. The questions that were lobbied at him ended up being a much bigger story than why he was even there in the first place.
Yeah.
So it was such a disaster. And it's a total joke. The questions he was asked were just awful. No one was prepared. It was a mess. So this will be to be continued for sure.
Yep. All right. So there they are, the hot stories from the world of technology, enumerated from number five to number one, proving once again that Victoria can count backwards. This is the overview. Well, you've got that. You have done a nice job, Victoria.
Thank you, Doug.
Five to number one. Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.